For all you hams out there that do POTA, do you really know what the K means for each park you activate or hunt in the U.S.? Kilo. Nope, just kidding. But tonight we are going to discuss Erica and myself working towards the Kilo Award for Parks on the Air. What is a Kilo Award? How about 1,000 contacts in one park? Have you done it, tried it, or is this just too many contacts for one park? We're in the middle of doing one, and tonight you will hear our thoughts and experience so far. Hello, and welcome to Live Free and Ham Podcast. Our bi-weekly show explores ham radio topics in New Hampshire, New England, and beyond. Whether you're a regular listener or a first-time guest, we are excited to have you here and appreciate your support. Thank you for tuning into this week's episode. Let's get into today's show. I'm your host, Todd, call sign W1SDJ, and my co-host, Eric, N1JOR, joins me.
Hey, how's it going?
Ryan, W1SNH, our other co-host, is unfortunately flying again, but he'll be back soon. Before the show discussion, we always like to catch up and let our listeners know what's been going on and where the Live Free and Ham crew will be. Every month, we will host our live stream on our YouTube channel. We'll update our socials and website, and live shows varies monthly. But if you subscribe to our channel, you'll get notified where we live, where we are live. All right. Eric, what's been going on with you today in ham radio lately since our last episode?
Well, for me, it's been an interesting road to travel. I finally got my shack back to square one and got it implemented with SSDR and FT8 and just been playing some 10 meters and enjoying the 10 meter, the openings when we have them. And so haven't made any successful crazy contacts, but you know, it's been fun to be able to talk to Europe and you know, Spain and all of those areas, you know, on 10 meters, and they're like 5.9 plus signals. So it's been a blast to, you know, make those contacts, and, you know, I'm just enjoying as much as I can play radio. And I did an interesting, you know, I got an invite to go do a presentation on a POTA or a presentation on POTA at a club I was a member of way back in my, you know, young teenage years. So I really enjoyed, you know, meeting those guys, walking through memory lane a little bit. And, you know, they came out of that with a total, like, you know, on fire. They want to go out and activate as many parks as they can. So I'm hoping to get a couple of emails soon with folks, you know, ready to chomp at the bit and, you know, go out and maybe do their first activation and whatnot. So, you know, I'm super excited that that presentation was a blast. And I had a few other friends, you know, from the club come down and, you know, support. So it was all good. So yeah, it's been you know, radio filled week, but at the same time, you know, a very busy one.
Yeah, unfortunately, I wanted to come down and check that out with you, but I had to work, so I caught Tim AC1QDK on the ride to work, and I was like, "What is he doing up? He's normally in bed by like 7 o'clock, 7:30." So he was giving me all the details, so that's good. Myself, I've been doing, you know, I've been messing up my shack. I've been getting some new equipment for the podcast, trying to fix up my computer and get things squared away. So right now my shack is a disaster, but I'm hoping to have it all done within a week or two, at least not completely done, but at least done to where I feel comfortable being in it. It's not such a mess.
Not an explosion of wires and radios.
Yeah. And then you're talking about working 10 meters and stuff. Unfortunately, my streak of Australia on 20 meters in the middle of the night has just died. It's not there anymore. No one's on 20 meters in the middle of the night, so the radio has been pretty boring. You know, closer to the early morning, I see Japan and stuff pop up on POTA, but I can't hear them, and most of them are on 20 or 40 meters, so it's not really.
Yep. Yeah, but that great. But
I had fun when I was working New Zealand and those guys all night long, so that was a good experience, but I'm hoping it comes back soon because I am getting bored at work.
So what's, you know, okay, fine, New Zealand might not be your, you know, your go-to all the time, but you got to be able to still take advantage of the fact that 40 is probably still alive for you and from a side.
Yeah, but in the middle of the night, 40 is like 80. It's just a bunch of guys talking a bunch of junk, and they're just like angry.
True.
Maybe I should just get on the air and say, "Hey, guys, 80 meters is wide open."
Yeah, that, or you can call CQ and see what happens.
Yeah, that's maybe the other option. Yeah, maybe I'll play that game next time I work. I think I'm working Tuesday night, so we'll try that.
Cool.
Anyway, so tonight we're going to talk about you and I working on our kilo at the Nashua Rail Trail Park. We were on a roll. We were kind of going back and forth. I think we're all both around like 500, so we're like halfway there. But yep. I haven't been there in months. I didn't go all summer. I think the last time I was in there like early spring, maybe.
I do remember you activated at least once. I mean, you know, yeah, but that was about it.
It was a while ago. So just to kind of go over kind of how this happened with us is this is a park that is close to my work. It's located in Nashua, New Hampshire. It also goes down into Mass. But we were activated in Nashua right at the beginning of the rail trail. And there's a nice little pond. And you can pull right up to the pond. And basically, I activate out of my Jeep. Sometimes we bring a table. Sometimes I just activate out of the Jeep and set the chair out. And easy park to get contacts. I've worked Alaska all the way from there in the middle of the day, 20 meters. It's just a good park and it's easy and it's close and I can do it on my lunch break. The problem is when I was doing it before and I was cranking in these contacts, I didn't have a lot to do at work and I haven't had lunch in a while. So that's why I haven't been activating the park as much. But as I was talking to Eric about doing this park, and Eric was doing the park too, it was one that we've done together in the past. We noticed that we were kind of neck and neck with how many contacts we made. So we agreed to let's work this park together, separately and together, to get 1,000 contacts.
Right.
So, yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say most of the one thing that I kind of was, I'm just going to pull up here real quick if I can try to do this here for silly. Obviously on the podcast world, you won't be able to see this, but, you know, from a standpoint of our park information, you know, we've got, I think what, looking at the numbers, you know, we're tied for total number of activations. You're just squeaking by with about 60 or so additional, probably 63, you know, 5 contacts more than I have. But from a standpoint of, you know, dominating, you know, like you mentioned earlier, we're like literally almost a little bit more than halfway there. I mean, you know, you kind of do the calculations in your head roughly if, you know, based off the calculations of, okay, if you get like 30 contacts in an hour, or if you're lucky to activate in an hour, you know, you could probably get it done in, you know, 20, you know, sessions, you know, which is not too bad if you're good, but I think, in our planning for a kilo, we should kind of break this down. You know, what do we want to do? Like, you know, do we want to try to see if we can plow through this with the winter, or do we want to just, you know, make these plans now with the intention that when it gets warmer, that we're going to do it?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm not going to be sitting outside in the cold.
Oh, you and me both.
Maybe I could do it. I could do it in the Jeep and I could do that. That's not a big deal. So, I mean, yep. I figure I'm going to do it. If it's a nice day out and I get a lunch break, I might go and try to activate, you know, get 10, 20 contacts, nothing too fancy. But one of the things that the reason we're doing this podcast and talking about this is when Eric and I were talking about it, we kept going back and forth on who had the most contacts or whatever. We agreed as friends that when we get to close to the kilo that we're going to go and activate it together and get the kilo at the same time.
Yeah, we're going to one that up too. I think if we get to that close to the kilo, we'll live stream from that park too.
Yeah, we'll live stream and we'll try to get to the same numbers, you know, and then we'll start and do two operators and try to get that done. So it's been kind of fun. I normally call him and I tell him, hey, I operated the rail trail and, you know, I got 30 contacts. And then he'll tell me, yeah, he was there. I'm going out there this afternoon. And he'll tell me he got like 30 or 40 contacts. So, you know, we're trying to keep it close, but it's been fun and it's probably just a really convenient park, I think. And I think that's one of the things we have to do when you're thinking about doing a kilo on a park. One, it has to be kind of easily accessible and it needs to be kind of close to where you're normally at. Because you don't want to be driving an hour to go do 20 or 30 contacts and then come back.
And it was funny you say that because, like, you know, a lot of these activators that are out there that are doing park activations for like an hour or two. Like, I finally, I didn't mention earlier, I finally, you know, nabbed my DC contact for my Workdall States as a, you know, hunter. So
About time. You've been working on that since I've known you.
This one hunter I know has, he was there for literally, like, I looked the ham alert when it popped up, and literally like an hour and a half, 2 hours later, I was like, oh yeah, I forgot. Let me go check to see if he's still on FD8. And, you know, lo and behold, he was still activating. So a lot of these guys are, you know, spending a good 2 to 3 hours, which you and I both know, we live busy lives and we're crazy, you know, so our activations are kind of like get in, get out. And, you know, if we're lucky within 40 minutes and, you know, conditions are sweet, we can get, you know, 20, 30 contacts. You know, maybe the, you know, we might get the perfect storm one time that, all of a sudden we're, you know, we got, you know, 60 contacts because the band conditions are just crazy. And, you know, you're just, you know, in the pileup zone all the time. So, you know, there's always something that, you know, we can get lucky with those. But I did, it's funny, I did a calculation for another park that I'm just right around 700, and I you know, said, okay, if I set my goal, and this is kind of like one of those like typical, like, you know, this is almost like a New Year's thing, sadly. I mean, this, or could turn into one, is like, oh, we'll just, you know, we'll do our New Year's goals of losing weight. Well, you know, my New Year's goal is going to be like, I want to activate, you know, that one park, you know, 13, you know, 20 to 30 contacts every day for the next, you know, 14 to 20 days or whatever the number boils out to, and, you know, see if I can achieve that goal, because I started strong. And I think both you and I were just kind of like, you know, doing this as a fun park. But what we ended up seeing was, is that we were doing it more often because it was just a really good park, you know, both for RF conditions and, you know, we weren't in the throes of, you know, major traffic or, you know, having to struggle to find a good, you know, parking spot. And, you know, there's a lot of things on the positive side of that park that, you know, I think we benefited from to get where we're at.
Yeah, so this park is it's located it's a bike trail basically, and it goes from Nashua and it goes all the way down into Mass. I don't even know how far it goes.
Yep,
it's about a while.
It's a 13 to 15 mile trail, so it's pretty.
Yeah, long. I think I biked at one time when the kids were little. I think I did half of it, mm-hmm. and then I had to come back. So I did half of it and back. So that's kind of like doing the full thing.
It's all flat. I mean, you
know, yeah, it's flat. People rollerblade, they walk their dogs, they ride their bikes, you know, walking people. So it's a nice little, and at the beginning of it, there's a little pond and a little information thing. And, you know, a lot of people meet up there. There's a small parking lot, but what's kind of cool about it is kind of like right outside a neighborhood. Like to get to it, you drive through this neighborhood and then all of a sudden it's there. And there's some trails in the back around a thing. I've brought my son and his friend, I wanted to activate. And I think you were with me and they went fishing. Were you with me that time?
Oh yeah. That was one of the activations.
Yeah, yep. One of the times we went. So they go out and they go fishing. We play radio and, you know, I can see what they're doing, make sure they're not jumping in the pond or whatever. So, but yeah, so it's a cool park and it's literally 5 minutes from my work. So when I get an hour, I can get down there. I can get up, set up, get my 20 contacts in, 10 contacts, whatever it's going to be, and get out, rack that, and back at work, you know, within an hour. So that's basically how I've been doing it. But yeah, what is that? It's Kilo 8396. It's called the Nashua River Rail Trail State Trail. And the marker on the map shows it in Massachusetts. But where we're activating it is just on the border of Massachusetts in Nashua.
Well, technically, we got to remember this coincides with the rule in POTA where it is a rail system or a trail system. So anywhere along that trail, whether it borders multiple states, and the way this park works is actually there's, you know, I think two locations currently on the when you go to pull it up, you know, you're an activator, because I've run into it before where, you know, are you in the New Hampshire side or you're on the Mass side? And some hunters will actually ask for that, you know, when you're activating for it. But overall, it's a very, you know, it's a great location. I wish I could pull up Google Maps here, and I'll probably try to do that if you're watching online. You know, well, the details, as Todd said, it's pretty much a wide open parking lot. It's really the trailhead for like the bike path. So when you pull into the parking lot, there's plenty of space to kind of just set up. And, you know, there's a nice little like reservoir, you know, lake around that, you know, you just can set up on off the beaten path and nobody will ever bother you. Or if you know, people do wander by, they're not going to, you know, get entangled in your antennas or anything like that. So it's a great spot, definitely in the, you know, spring, summer, or early fall.
Yeah, it's a great spot. And it's, you know, sometimes it gets crowded. Like sometimes I'm there and I'm the only one there. Other times there's people coming and going. And one time I was trying to activate and there was like motorcycles driving by like every two. And if you're not from New Hampshire, New Hampshire is pretty like live free or die. A lot of, we have bike weekend in June. You don't have to wear a helmet. And I don't think the police really care about the pipes up here, even though there is some rules, but like everyone just has like straight, I don't even know, it's not a muffler. It's just a steel pipe or chrome pipe. And they're super loud. So you're trying to work a contact, and all of a sudden this guy comes flying down the road and you can hear his thing, his motorcycle going. It's people like, what was that? I'm like, ah, it's just the motorcycle. Oh, relax, relax. All right. So you're looking, so it's marked down in near Groton.
So the actual trail mark, yeah, marker is in Groton based off of the Latin Lawn. But the trail system runs pretty much all the way parallel to one of the major, I think it's a Hollis River. I'm not sure exactly what the river is, but it goes all the way into Pepperell and then up into, ending in Nashua, which is just over the border. But the parking lot area is pretty, unique in the sense that, you'll never have to worry about space or whatever. Let me see if I can pull up a Google Earth or Google Street View. Similar, same scenario that I had with that you had mentioned was I had actually gone to do an activation. And when I did, one of the times that I showed up, the fire department was doing basically a training exercise with scuba gear and everything. So they had all of their apparatus in the entire parking lot. There was no way to park. And I'm sure if I, even thought about trying to set up my equipment, it would have been, the most horrible, opportunity for me to be able to experience any radio play. But let me see if I can pull up a map here.
I've been there when the DPW was, I don't know if they were cleaning or what, and they had their big trucks right in the way I was supposed to park. I'm like, what? Like, where am I going to park?
Yeah, so this is some of the pictures of the trail system, and you can see that it borders a lot of the neighborhoods and the like. So from a park standpoint, there's plenty of parking spaces, and this actually is a second section in the Nashua side that's a little farther on down from the trailhead area, but still is accessible, although not really easy to set up an antenna per se and get out there, whereas the main part of the park is very much accessible from that perspective. Let me see if I can pull up here. This is the rail trail river parking here. Let's see if I can get through that one. Yeah, this is gonna fight me. Come on, Google. Overall, it's one of our favorite parks for sure. So let's see if I can grab Street View here. Come on. Nope, this is farther up. Yeah, so this is not even in the right area. But yeah, this is the only other place that I know of that's got at least street access that you can activate. And I've only activated here once, but it was kind of sketch because it looked like I was in a neighbor's property, in terms of trying to get access to it. But yeah, I'll have to do a little digging here and see if I can grab the right address. So let's kind of talk a little bit, what's your thoughts around, how we can work towards getting this kilo? I mean, obviously we're busy, right. It's before the end of the year and our original
goal. We need to retire, Eric. That's when we can get the kilo. We just need to have no other responsibilities.
Yeah. Hey, good luck with that. that I wish.
Well, I think, just before we go into that, I just wanted to, I think this was the second park I activated with you. The first one we did is when I first got my general. We did a park down in Mass. Did we do one or two? I think we might have done two. I think we did two on the way home.
Yeah. Maybe. Well, that very first time you got a general,
yeah,
that was
just one. Did one. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we did that one, and then this one, the second one we did, we met up with Paul KF4TPY, and Paul and I showed up to the parking lot, and he's like, you know what to do? And I'm like, nope, I'm just going to wait for Eric. And then Eric showed up and we got all set up. And I think we used your radio because I don't even think I had a 891 yet.
No, you did. Yeah, you had 891.
I did.
That was the first radio you bought after you were trying to figure out what you're going to do for HR.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. All right. So I had it, but I don't know. We used your radio and the three of us did it. And it was actually, there's a picture on my website with the three of us. Like, I don't know how we got this one. Either we took a selfie or we took a picture. I don't know how we did it. It's a good picture of the three of us, doing the activation. I think it was a fall day, and it was a good time. And that's kind of was the start of it. And then I started going back more and more, and I really enjoyed, you know, doing it. And I like doing it alone. I like doing it with, you know, with friends and stuff. So, but how are we going to get it done, get it accomplished? And how's that going to work? You know,
that is the question of the day, my friend. So I guess, do you have a sense of what you want to do? Let's try to dissect it from there.
Well, I got to get back to activating it. So when I switched offices, so when I went back down, I was working in Manchester, New Hampshire, which is north of Nashua. And then I switched down to the Nashua office and I didn't have much to do. So I had all this free time. So I would say, oh, I'm going to take my lunch and go down, and I'd go do the rail trail, get some more contacts. Now it's like, I don't even have time to eat lunch. Like if I eat lunch, it's like a miracle. Like half the time I'm like, oh, I just missed lunch. I'll just have dinner. Why not? So when I have the break or the time, you know, that's when I'm going to try to do it. I always bring my gear with me. It's always in my Jeep and I'm all ready to go. I just don't have, you know, I even when I plan, I said, oh, I don't have much going on today. Something always happens. You know, I got an emergency court hearing or whatever. So that's kind of my thing is, I got to get back out there and just start doing it.
Okay. Well, so timing is a thing. My other, I guess, thought or concern around that is there, you know, maybe like, you know, how I know some soda guys that are very diligent enough that they'll do like the get up at the 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning to go do a soda run and, you know, activate, you know, before everyone gets up. But I'm not in that boat. Nor am I going to roll
so,
to.
So you're gonna ask me to get up at 3. I mean, I get no sleep anyway.
I know, right?
Well, few hours that I get, I can't afford to get up early to activate a park. I mean, I would love to do that, but that would be kind of tough.
Yeah. But, you know, so with that, I guess basically the bottom line is that we've got to coordinate. Well, I don't know if we have to coordinate. So I guess maybe we can kind of attack this as a two-prong effort. We both have about 580 contacts. Let's figure out what the math is if we, you know, how many days left do we have in the year? 20, you know, 30, almost 31.
You want to get this done before the end of the year?
No, I just want to see how aggressive we can be if we wanted to be super aggressive in our, you know, older years. So, you know, we're short of 30. So 1, 2, 3, 4. So 34 days. And let me pull up a calculator here because I'm going to have to really do the math. So we got 34 days. On average, we have 583 contacts. We divide that by 34 days. Well, we can't do 34 days because you have to minus the weekends because we're not going to be doing weekends. So it'd only be during the weekday, right? That we're thinking, yeah. You know, in these terms. So that's
and for like an hour.
Okay. Now, so
I'm this week is not going to be good for me because
I have to go to up the timetable now. Go on.
Well, I have to go to. I'm going to Mississippi on Thursday and Friday. I got to work Tuesday overnight. I got to be up in Laconia tomorrow at 7 a.m. Like, when am I going to do this? I got to get my car inspected. I got to get the tire on the Jeep put in, and I got to get an oil change and an inspection all before Friday.
Okay. So I minused all our weekends. So you have the weekends to be able to do your oil changes and stuff like that. So that's about 10 days, 10 or so days, you know, minus from the 34 day schedule. So that puts us down right around 24. If I divide that by the, you know, the 583 contacts you already have, that's literally 24 activations you have to do. And then from there, we'd have to calculate, wait, let's see. So 583 on average, if you got 30 contacts. Let's not
forget that we don't have sun. The sun doesn't come up till 7:30 and it gets dark at 4:30. So
we divide that by, say, if we, you know, we'll be nice to ourselves and, you know, we'll only get 30 contacts each session. So if I figure if we have another 583 left to go and you know, doing 13 contacts, we only have to activate 19 times, maybe 20 times. So of that 24,
we've only done it 17.
I know. Right. Well, so another 19, another 20, we'll round up here, another 20 more activations in the month of December, if we wanted to end this. Otherwise, you know, if we say, okay, realistically, we have one good week, maybe of 5 days, you know, in the entire 34 days left of this year, and then going in, you know, we'll probably get it done maybe in March or June.
Well, you know, I do have a lot of vacation time, so I could.
Yeah, I've been hearing that too.
If there's a nice day, like when we did the Rove.
Seven Rove, yeah.
Right. If there's a nice day, if it's going to get up in the 50s or 60s and sunny and not windy, I might just take a day off and just park my ass there and see how many I can get.
In that formula, we're just going to work a whole 8 hours trying to get up to your extra 500 contacts. Now, most hunters on average, I know if they're doing like a 4 hour run, you know, at a park, they're usually pulling about 120 to 180 contacts, roughly. I mean, you know, some of them are really good, some of them, you know, in the middle. So, you know, you could cut that time down into, you know, only having to do 8 sessions, you know, if you're pulling 100 contacts.
I think if you and I did it together, I think the strategy would be set up one antenna 10 meters, work 10 meters till it's dead, then jump to 20.
Okay.
Work 20 meters till we don't get hear anyone anymore. And then while we're setting up, you would have two antennas, right? 10 meter, you'll set up the 20 meter one, then we could easily switch. And then while we're in the middle, if we get a low, set it, the other one back up to 40 meters. And then I think we would be good. Because I always find, like, I work all the stations and there's no more hunters anymore. So right. If I do a long one, it's like they're not there. They're there, but I've already worked them all.
Right. Well, in between all of our 583 contacts, you know, most of those hunters, you know, we've got 1,000 of how many are in the entire POTA program that want that park. So, right. You know, that would be the interesting number to see. I wish there was a stat, there was a way to pull on how many people actually need that park so you can find out whether it's more valuable or less valuable on the scale, you know, but yeah. Okay. Man. So we might have to tackle this, you know, independently till we get to, what do we think are like, do we want to be within 10 contacts before we hit kilo and then we get together and do the live show? Or
I think we got to get to like maybe 50.
Okay.
Because if we're gonna do the break the kilo, we're not gonna be there for an hour and run it. We're gonna have to do it on a time we can have time to be there.
Okay, so the last kilo push, last push of our kilo.
So is gonna 9:50, we come back. That's when we get together.
Okay,
and try not and maybe what we got to do is just say we're gonna go up to 9:50 and stop, even if you're in a pile up. Because you know how it gets, right? You get a pile up, you sit there. And I won't I won't be paying attention. Next thing you know, I'll be like, oh, shit, I got 1,000 contacts. Eric's going to kill me.
Yes, I'm going to be like, okay, I'm creeping up on 9:50. Okay. All of a sudden, where'd he go? Where'd he go? I won't even give a warning at that point. I'll just go away and pack it up and be like, the band just died all of a sudden. Speaking of bands, we're really like banking on the fact that we're going to hope the solar cycle continues well, you know, into 2024 as what have we already gotten so far. That's my fear is that we're like, okay, we're aggressive and we're thinking, okay, we can get this done. You know, we build up to 9:50 and then 9:50, all of a sudden you're getting hit with multiple solar flares for 4 weeks, 5 weeks straight on, you know.
Yeah. And then, if you barely activate in the park, we'll be there for like 3 hours to get 10.
You know that that's going to be the way the live stream will play out, right?
We'll be there forever. An hour live stream.
The live stream. Will they do it? No, they gave up. Yeah. Oh man. So realistically, I'm thinking probably from my time to shall we put a little wager out there when we think we want to shoot for, maybe as a New Year's resolution goal, or maybe we set up a pool. Maybe we start a pool. That'd be interesting to do. We'll leave this to the audience. We'll do a pool. How and when do you think both Todd and I will be at that 9:50 mark by date? You know, it doesn't have to be up to the minute. I'd say by day, I mean, give or take, you know, when do you think? And the one that's closest will have to, both. I think we'll definitely have to give a shout out and a award or t-shirt or something to the guys that help us do the dual kilo and push us over the edge. But we should also, you know, the one who wins the pool, you know, the office pool here. So you up for that?
Oh, I'm up for it.
Okay. All right.
I'm gonna say that when's the first day of spring?
Good question. It's probably April, May timeframe.
So whatever the first day of spring is, April, May. We'll say May 1st. Let's just say May 1st, make it simple. I'm gonna say by May 1st, we'll be at the 9:50 mark. Because I'm going to push myself to at least try to do some activations there on my little bit of free time that I have. You know, in the winter, things do quiet down for me a little bit, you know, and if it's crappy day out and I can sit in my Jeep and do it. No big deal.
Yep. Okay. Well, for me, it's going to be a little easier because I'm moving my 891 into my truck.
And you got the
ATAS 120, so it's really just gonna be tough first world problems for me to pull up to the park. The biggest problem with the ATAS, I can't say it's all roses and unicorns, because my ATAS does really well for the functionality of it being where it is and the truck and the antenna and the, you know, compromising side of effects. But there are times that I really wish it would be a little like better, like my woofer recoil. Like I've been able to set my woofer recoil out there in the parking lot and I can hit a, you know, way farther, you know, hear a lot more farther out and hit, you know, more contacts, you know, with stronger signals than the ATAS. But the ATAS gives me the comfort and flexibility of just, you know, being able to tune, and I can do any band. So maybe when we have the downturns, it might, you know, benefit me there, you know, when, you know, 15 or, you know, 17 might need a, you know, to put me over on the, you know, activation kind of standpoint. Do we want to target maybe a band, or we just want to leave it open like we've been doing? Because you've been doing a lot of 20 on that, right? If I pull up those.
Yeah, lights. Yeah, I've done a lot of 20. I really like doing 10 meters though. 10 meters is my favorite POTA band. Ever since we did that park by that dam and I tried 10 meters, I always start off with 10.
You've been hooked. And,
yeah, so I mean I'm always gonna start with 10 and see how it goes, but yeah, 20 meters is the one I've done the most in.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't even know if I've done 10 at this park.
No, I was actually looking it up. I can't see. You'd have to go in your own stats to see what it looks like. But I know all of mine on the park has been sideband only 20 meters. I haven't done FT8, and I'm probably going. Actually, that's not entirely true. I think I did FT8 once, but it was a failed activation, which didn't help. And so that, you know, obviously I got the hunter credit, but it doesn't apply in terms of, you know, my overall activation, you know, count. Right. But
what, okay, if you don't activate the park, do you still get credits for, like, you made the contacts in that park?
The contacts, you know, to the overall score, because I know if I look at my,
like, number, if you have 500 contacts and you go to a park and you make 9 and you don't activate it, you get 509 for that park, or does it not count?
No, yeah, you don't get,
you get the contacts, but not the.
Yeah, let me look, because
I've been pretty stubborn. I don't leave until I activate the park. Sat in a park in Connecticut. All right. Oh no, in Rhode Island. I sat in a park in Rhode Island. It was basically at the end of this neighborhood where I was at the trailhead of this dense wooded forest, and it took me 2.5 hours to get 10 contacts, and I just wasn't leaving. I'm like, I'm not leaving. I don't care.
Yeah,
someone's gonna answer me.
Okay, so I did one park where I netted 2 contacts. It wasn't a natural rail trail. It was 2 phone contacts. I think for the purposes of the park, yeah, I got the 2 contacts. It shows me with the 2 contacts, but it shows me as a failed activation. So in essence, I don't get the credit for the activating of the park, but the contacts, I get, you know, the points for the park.
Right.
So because it's sort of like I'm hunting, you know, so I guess that's kind of how it's treated. But okay, so yeah, that'll be interesting. I went back to the rail trail and looked at all of my numbers. I've never not, like you said, I've never not left that park activating it. I mean, it's just kind of been
and, you know, it's a good park because there's really not a lot of noise, even though you're close to the
neighborhoods
and stuff. I haven't had any problem with like a lot of noise or anything, and I've had good signals. Like I said, that one time I got that guy from Alaska, and I need Alaska to work all states. And I was like, "You're not in a park, are you? This isn't a park to park." He goes, "Nope." I think he was in North. I think it's called North Pole, Alaska. It's like in the middle of the state, and it's like this little town.
Yeah.
Like I looked him up. I was like, "Oh my god!" I'm like, "What do you do up there besides activate
research?
Do ham radio, because there's really nothing out there." But so it's a good park, and you know, I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be fun when we finally get it. We'll have to definitely celebrate because
we got an office poll going on. So the office poll is good, and we'll advertise this more in future episodes. But we'll
update you as we start activating it more and more.
We'll create a special page on our website. So head over to livefreeandham.com. Look for a new link there on the road to the kilos, we'll call it, or something. And we'll track some of the progress there on that and keep people updated. And if you want in on the office pool, let me know and fill out that form. I'll create a form up there and we'll get people in and involved. And there'll be a special prize at the end. We'll have to figure out what that looks like. But definitely it'd be fun to do that. But so. You're thinking May timeframe or early, late April for when we think we're going to hit the 950 mark.
It really depends on what the weather's going to be like this winter. I mean, if we're getting blizzard upon blizzard, it might be more difficult, but if we have a mild winter. Yeah.
I'm thinking June. I'm thinking like maybe the week before field day, because that usually ramps us up.
Field day. Oh, yeah, we won't have anything going on before that. We don't have to prepare for field day or anything. Yeah.
No, well, I know I do, but I'd have to say if I go back, the earliest time we activated that park was 2021 September on the 8th. And that's the earliest date I have in my logs for activating that park. And so yeah, that puts us 3 months ahead of actually like doing a full circle of a 3 year time frame to activate the park. No, 4 year at that point, because we're 2024. So it'd be 4 years for us to get a kilo. That hurts.
Yeah, that doesn't sound so good.
No.
I see some of these other YouTubers and like they got kilos upon kilos upon kilos. And I'm like, how do you do that?
Yeah, we have to grab somebody. We'll have to bring somebody on, because that's the secret sauce that we don't have. And, those are the keys that we need to be able to push us over that next mark.
Yeah, like K-Murder. How does he do it? He's got like Huntsville State Park. He's got like 5,000 contacts.
K-Murder is probably he's maybe the exception to the sense, because he's got great weather no matter what. They barely get snow out there. Maybe if they're lucky, they'll get a 20-year ice storm every once in a while. But right. He's 5 minutes away from that main park that he activates. He literally could walk there, but he drives. And
he does live close to it,
and he does all of his activations when he also does reviews and stuff like that for antennas. So he's already doing he's doing stuff for the channel, and then he's just activating the park. So hey, I'm at 783 contacts with the Reed's Ferry Forest, which is literally 5 minutes down the road. So there you go. I mean, if I actually decided to do a little bit more activating, I could probably get that park done in record time.
That's not a good park though. That's like on the side of the road. It's always buggy and
Well, and for 783 contacts, that's pretty good. I mean, that's smack in a neighborhood right underneath a transformer on a pole with your antennas. So. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
So let's do that. Let's see what we'll keep people updated on how we're doing, and we'll get this thing done, and then we'll have to pick another park to do.
You're ambitious.
We gotta just keep. I mean, we can't just stop.
No, dude, I'm not gonna stop playing POTA, but at the same time, I might take a little bit of a breather, relish in my kilo there, and then think, okay, let's like extend.
I wonder how many people do POTA and how many people actually have the Kilo Award.
There's quite a few. I know, I can't remember, it was N1 or N3 NWK. I can't remember who he is. I've seen this call pop up a lot. I was looking at his profile and he's freaking ridiculous in terms of how many kilos, but he's doing activations everywhere and anywhere.
When you get it, as you do another kilo, do they just add that to the award? Like the number.
It's like the Roves. Like, you do 5 rows, you get the Warthog. If you do 10, you get the next level up. That's that kind of like, reiteration of, next goal. So I'm actually curious. N3, let me see if I can find him. But search for client N3 NWK. Let's see what we got here. Dang it. Why? Maybe I get his call backwards. I have to go look for it in the logs. Where is it? Anyway,
I bet you if we do it live, I bet you we'll get a lot of the club members to show up. Cheer us on.
Okay, so he's from Delaware. He has over 7,000 activations, 78 parks, 219,664 QSOs. He has
just on parks on the air.
Parks on the air. He has
activating.
Yeah, he is literally trying to find his. He has up to 1,000 kilos. 1,000. So that's
he's 1,000 kilos.
1,000.
Done the kilo award 1,000 times.
Yes, based off the way I see the.
All right, we need to get him on. We need to get him on the show. I want to talk to this guy. He like win the lottery, and that's all he does. Like, come on.
He's out of Maryland. His name is Dell, and his call sign is November to November Whiskey Kilo.
All right, Dell, you need to contact us if you're watching this
listening
this podcast or watching this on YouTube, because we need to get you on here. I want to pick your brain. That's incredible.
21,000. Yeah, it's almost comical to look at his hunter scores, because his hunter, he has a total of 8,300 contacts, where he's literally 219,000 QSOs.
Wow. I only have, I don't even have 8,000 total.
Yeah, my numbers are like small. I'm almost ashamed to share my numbers on what they look like. I mean, I'm like at 93 parks, 186 activations, and only 6,000 contacts. I mean, that's a day for him in his overall picture.
Yeah. Well, I'm working on, my state. So, like I said, I'm going next week or this Thursday. I'm heading down to Mississippi. I got to go see this kid. And then I'm going to cruise over to Louisiana. I got a park picked out. And then if it's not too far, I'm going to drive north to Arkansas, pick a park there, and then hopefully get back to Mississippi and try to get three done. Definitely I want to get those two, because I don't have Louisiana and Arkansas, and I don't think I'm ever going to be going down there ever again. So if I don't get them.
You're never going to get them. Yep.
Well, don't say never, because I might just be able to take a long
off again
to a road trip. I'd like to do that. I think that would be fun. You and I.
Is that really where you want to do a road trip through? I don't think so. Is that really where you want to do a road trip to?
Well, no, but if just working our way south and picking off states, just boom, boom, like get one of those.
Campus. I think a road trip for us would be wonderful, like to do the Maryland, the Delaware, the Pennsylvania, kind of that little lower loop of like, the outskirts
West,
of
New Virginia, England. West Virginia.
And just hit all of those along the way. Oh man, we'll have to retire sooner than later. Let's work on getting our millions, because we're going to need it for all of our.
I drive every night I go to work. I drive by, and every night I come home, I drive by the Powerball and the what's the other one?
Signs, yeah,
Mega Millions.
Mega Millions.
They're both around like 300 and something million,
which is good enough.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, I don't want a billion. I don't need a billion. I'm all good.
But once it gets close to the billion, then more and more people buy into it, and then it grows faster, but it takes a long time. Like, it's been like this for weeks.
The strategy
once it gets to 500 million, then people start playing and it gets close to the billion. But yeah, 300 million, that would be easy.
Yep. Easy.
We could hire a driver to even drive us.
Oh, dude. Yeah, we'll just get RVs and we'll go. Big motorhomes on wheels. Tell the wife to take a vacation. Yeah, Long one. Cool. All right. Well, that's so.
Let's wrap this up. So if you guys are interested, if you want to leave us some comments or whatever, if you've done kilos, what you thought about this podcast, what do you think about us trying to do it together? Is it a cool idea, dumb idea? Really, it's just. Wasn't anything that we set out to do in the beginning, but as we were working this park and making these contacts, we decided that it's a good kind of plan for us, and it's just something we put on our bucket list. So we're not going to quit till it's done. And so let us know what you think. Leave us a comment, send us an email, and we'd love to get back to you and let you know what we thought. And what was that guy's name?
Dell.
Dell in Maryland, please contact us, because I want you on this show. I might even email you and say, you need to come on our podcast. I want to know about you're the POTA master.
Trade secrets, let's go.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, thank you guys for coming on today, listening to us and joining the show. You can reach us at livefreeandham.com, and please hit like, and subscribe to our podcast, and you'll be able to get our alerts. And again, thank you for listening, and have a great day or evening whenever you're watching this. Eric, you have anything to say?
No, we're good, man.
All right. 73, guys. Talk to you soon. 73.